Thank you. sounds of rhythm. A beat, a tap, the thrumming sound of the planets in our galaxy, the sounds of nature, our beating hearts. And then music could restrain itself no longer and had to find its place in the voice. A cry, a sigh, a groan, a howl, and then a tone. The wolf, the birds, the native being, the clan, the village, the community, the cultivated sound, the event of organized sound, and then, yes, eventually, the choirs. I know I took a jump there. From the incomparable beauty that professional choirs such as Minnesota's beloved Dale Warren Singers have given to this world, to the humblest of choirs in the smallest of villages, there has been the sound of voices singing together. This sound was an inherent expression of our connection, is a connection that speaks our common human journey, is powerful enough to get this many Unitarians to do the same thing at the same time. I found this connection in a profound way as a ninth grade high school student in Philadelphia. In this school of 4,000 students, I was the accompanist for the concert choir, where I sat in amazement, listening to the amazing chemistry of sound and person. In this city of some 26 participating high school choirs, we had an all-city choir of 200 singers selected from every area of the city. I was one of three accompanists for this stellar group. It was the late 1960s, and the city was beginning to experience the overt tensions of racial injustice. There were riots throughout the city, knifings and shootings in the schools, and yet we sang together. Fast forward to 2002, the International Federation of Choral Musicians convention here in the Twin Cities. I was the pianist for the opening session. There I saw representatives of countries currently at war with each other, elbow to elbow, sharing music together. And again, I sat in amazement. You all know the stories of Christmas carols sung across enemy lines during the Christmas truce, of cultures that store their history in song, of countries that cried out in song with such passion it literally restrained military forces who dared not defy such powerful connection. Stories of communities that have carried their very spirit of survival, communication and expression of soul through song. Voices that have wept, mourned, prayed, and celebrated in song. What is this amazing link which finds its way into our ancient selves, our unprotected places, our hearts, joy, truth, our very center? We begin this month theme of hope by celebrating Arthur Foote Music Sunday. As we sing songs from Walden Pond to South Africa, I think of all the voices which have, which do, and will continue to sing their stories of triumph and tragedy. Their fight for freedom and justice, their songs of life. And yes, I stand in amazement at such resilience, which seems to best find its place in singing. For me, there will always be hope in this world when there is the sound of voices singing together. Come, let us sing.
Looking out across the years, listening in ways learned only from them. Love is over. fresh break in a rock is softened by the caring rub of water. The chaos of each day harmonizes with the hum of eternity. Yet the future threatens to be non-conforming, a tear in the fabric, a loss of breath. In the face of the catastrophic unknown, the last part of us standing is our hope. And each act of courage, the day-to-day and minute-to-minute of living, nurtures and defends our hope.
Since I
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So yesterday afternoon, we did have a really good time, and we talked a lot about the African-American spirituals tradition. And we talked about a lot of the different ways in which the spirituals, which were created and first sung in slavery by people who were dealing with a tremendous amount of suffering and never ever gave up their sense of hope and determination that the world could be a better place. And we talked about one category of songs that they created that really served as a reminder that when they eventually could overcome their oppression, they should never forget that they still had the responsibility to love each other and to take care of each other and to not do the same kinds of things to other people that were done to them. So I'd like you all to join me in a call and response version of one of these songs. It's called Give Me Your Hand. And I think for this to work really well, it would be really good if you would stand. So you need to learn one line, and this is the melody. And these are the words. You must be loving at God's command.
You must be loving at God's command.
You got it.
If I had a heart, like David.
turmoil, anguish, and despair disrupting the planet we inherited, there is something good I choose to sing about. That something lies within us, patiently waiting beneath us, above us, and around us. Its peaceful message yearns to fill our places of murderous anger and hatred, to flourish forever.
Why not?
My life grows on.
It helps me endure the bloodthirsty days. Once, Earth's fire had devoured my hopes. As my twisted soul slid toward hell, fate came racing from another direction. Pinned to it was a belt of sun with new instructions. These, it said, are for you.
Thank you. Whenever and wherever voices come together in song, hope is there, quietly humming along. In the lullaby, in the lamentation, in the love song, in the hymn of praise. Hope is there, stronger with every voice that joins in. Let us give thanks this morning for this precious gift of music, for the amazing gift of these voices and these musicians who have graced us today. May their songs of hope go with us